Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas. I want to welcome everyone to the show. Hosting tonight, myself, along with myself, I guess, the one and only. Got to be the one and only, right? JJ Nunn.
Good evening.
And then, of course, the man on a mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt.
How you guys doing?
The reason I say that is, you're always on something that, whether it's a surprise for everybody else or somebody else knows about it, you're always doing something.
No, most of it's a surprise.
Yeah, usually to you.
It's a surprise to himself.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm doing this. Why am I doing this?
Where in the hell did I come up with this at?
So, of course, welcome to our regular weekly show. We won't get into it too much, but our condolences go out to the tragic events that happened this past Sunday night here in Vegas. So,
to the victims' families,
and everybody that was affected by it in one way or another. You know, you have so many people, locals here, that were there. Even if you weren't injured, there's chaos going on, and I'm sure, that wasn't a pleasant, thing to be around. So,
one way or another, people are traumatized.
Yeah. So, moving on from that, it brings up other events. You don't think about things happening at events. We're out there at special events every other weekend out at LVMS at the Bullring. You hate to think that something like that could happen anywhere, but it can. And, it's just unfortunate, and hopefully nobody puts their guards down and, becomes vulnerable. But at the same time, you got to move on. And
it's unfortunate it happened here, happened in Orlando, happened in San Bernardino, Oklahoma, West Virginia. It's an evil thing. And it has happened before, and everybody here in Vegas and Nevada will pick themselves up and move forward.
Yeah. Again, the outpouring of good things coming out of it is amazing to see the community come together and
the support
and the support, the people, you name it. So, keep it up. It makes you feel good to be part of the community. And that's what, entertainment's all about, what we do out there at LVMS, not just for ourselves as a hobby, but it's entertainment for fans that come out and spectators. You got strip entertainers, they took, some of them took little, a day off, but they're back because they know that their job is to keep things moving, entertain people, give people something to do to forget about some of these tragic events that happen.
This is the greatest country in the world, okay? And we should not let one scumbag take us down. That's all there is to it. Orlando's back on their feet. Oklahoma's on their feet. San Bernardino. This may be a depressing time right now, but like you said, the outpouring of help and the gracious people of Las Vegas and across the world, with their donations and their support and their understanding, been absolutely tremendous. And of course, we want to thank all the police out there, SWAT,
first responders, all of them,
the hospitals. There's so many to mention that responded to this, firemen, EMTs, surgeons,
down to
the list goes on.
The hotel
and on.
Security, you name it. Just every
so
all
We thank them for what they do. We don't realize it. They fall behind the seams. We get caught up in our everyday world and don't realize until something happens to us how important all these people are.
Right. Right. Yeah, you know, and that's something that we've seen. Like one of the first things that most a lot of people did was to give blood, you know, and giving blood to, you know, to be able to knowing that the amount of blood that is going to be needed, you know, there's just lines and lines around these blood banks. So, you know,
Las Vegas strong, man.
Exactly. You know, Las Vegas strong. And then the food and drinks and donations and, you know, along with the money donations, you know, like Gary said, we'll get something together here for this, our station here to On Wheels Now. We'll be donating something, but go out there, donate your time, money, whatever you can donate. You know, now's the time to do it and be able to pull together as a community. So
that's it.
Yep.
Got to move forward.
Exactly. And this, just like we're going to do right now, we're going to move forward. Again, welcome to onwheelsnow.com live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. And we were supposed to have a guest tonight.
Yeah, Robert Negrete.
Robert Negrete. He
driver of the Superstock on it, LVMS.
And
I guess something must come up. Who knows? We don't know. We haven't heard from him. So
right.
I hope all is well with his family and friends.
Absolutely.
Totally understandable at this time. You know.
So, you know, of course, if you rewind a little bit, we tried to have him on and we had a technical issues where we couldn't have him on. And we scheduled him once and something came up with the kid. I think he had a
football
or something that he had to. Couldn't get out of, not that he wanted to get out of it, but so that could be the same thing. Like, we're not sure. We haven't heard back from him aside from him saying yes, where he was going to be on the show. And then that was the last we heard. That's why we scheduled it and haven't heard anything since. Again, like you said, hope all is well. And I'm sure something important came up. So
most likely,
but
yeah,
besides that, there was a lot of racing going on still around town and outside of town.
Yeah.
This past weekend, we didn't mention it last Tuesday. There happened to be another race in town that we forget, but we got busy talking about other stuff that happened. And that was the Camping World
Truck Series
was here in Vegas. And,
yes, it was.
You know, and to me, that's always one of the best shows that come in town. I love the trucks, man. The trucks, there's something about them I love. So.
Did you go?
No.
Well, then you didn't love them.
Oh, yeah. You didn't love them enough.
And? JJ and I went.
I know.
Yeah.
I want to hear about it. You know,
we had a crew out there.
First of all,
we had a crew out.
Between the two, when's the last time you went to see a truck event?
Last year.
You went last year? Both of you?
Last year?
We
saw the Camping World Truck Series last year in the suites.
That's right. But
thanks,
it wasn't
thanks to B of A.
That's right.
And
you guys did go last year.
And our dear friend Sue.
And thanks to B of A this year.
Again.
And our good friend Sue.
And we saw the off-road trucks last year also in November.
I thought it was the year before.
Was it the year before?
I think you're right. I think it was before the last.
But you saw also last year the Robbie Gordon trucks.
That was
the year before too?
2 years ago. Yes.
I'm getting old.
Yes. No, time is just flying.
It just seems like yesterday.
No,
I know.
And the Robbie Gordon trucks was 2 years ago.
Okay.
And then after the Robbie Gordon trucks, we went and seen the off-road trucks.
The Lucas Oil off-road trucks.
In Vegas.
That was off the wall.
So
now, those are fun, man. I love watching things.
Those guys are crazy.
Man. Now, I don't understand why they have not been back, but obviously there's a conflict somewhere that...
I'm going to say that's because LVMS is too good for them.
I've got news for LVMS.
You missed the show out there. And of course, all the tickets were pit passes.
Yes.
They're working on the trucks right there, just like the NHRA.
Cool.
You know.
Now, did they utilize a neon garage, or did you were able to walk down
no,
and
this
actually...
this is on the dirt.
I'm sorry. You're talking about the dirt. Lucas Oil.
The
couple years ago.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I moved on to the...
Those
camping. We need to verify. Trucks are... I know all trucks look alike. Trucks are trucks, and they sound like trucks, but they're not trucks.
No.
All trucks are not the same.
No.
I'm telling you that right now.
I want to see them take one of them Camping World trucks and go jump it.
Yeah.
35.
Hey, they put them on dirt.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
one step closer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not this kind of dirt.
Okay.
We're
well, see,
about the Lucas Oil.
Well, when you talk about the Lucas Oil, you need to start with the Monster Girls. They're not monster looking girls. They're,
that's
monster energy.
Those are cars.
Bryce Minzy, which is sponsored by Red Bull, they had some competition with the Red Bull girls and the Monster girls. So, but yeah,
Monster sponsors the NASCAR series. They sponsor individual trucks for Lucas Oil. Lucas Oil is the lead for that division. I just, you know, wanted
all
to
them,
that.
All them energy drinks with
you're,
those monster
you're getting
those,
old.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the Monster Energy girls. That's what I'm telling you.
Maybe you're not getting old.
Speaking of Monster Energy, I think they got the big $1 million Monster Energy autocross or motocross coming up here,
yep.
too, that they've
Three
had in the past.
Lap races, yep.
That you know, I'm not into motocross and all that, but them guys are good, man. Those motocross dudes are really good.
They got to be in shape for that.
Yeah.
The beating that they take, man.
And man, what a purse, huh? $1 million.
Yeah. they had it last year, man.
Think we can get that at our track?
A million dollar
purse.
A million.
I'm not talking about the big league. I'm talking about the bull ring.
A million dollar purse. Over.
I'll put in a suggestion. For
$1 million.
I'll donate a dollar towards it. You just need a million
over 100 years for $100 a night.
Oh man. So, anyways, but yeah, you're right. The Lucas Oil off-road trucks. The tickets are pit pass, just like the NHRA, and you walk around. It's pretty crazy what they do to the things in the pits.
Oh yes.
Oh yeah. I mean,
there's
too much to describe.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta go to one. Okay. I mean, we saw Gary and I one truck 50% stripped down.
Oh yeah.
An hour and a half before
the main
event. I mean, the body panels are off, the tires, the springs, there's shocks. I mean, it was about 50% stripped down and just laid out.
Right.
And in an hour and a half, they had this thing all back together and out there.
And it won.
Yeah,
Bryce, is that what it was?
On top of it.
And then we talked about going to Lake Elsinore because after the Vegas stop, they went to Lake Elsinore, but the scheduling for us and
didn't
them
work.
Were just wrong. So.
Yeah. And one guy for the rubber, one guy for the rims,
right.
and another guy just to put lug nuts on.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's...
It was like clockwork, man.
Everybody specialized. It's like doctors today. You know, you have a hand specialist and you have a pinky specialist.
Right.
Okay. All right. That's the way these teams have broken down to... I mean, it isn't... I do multiple jobs. They just don't have one tire guy. They got three.
You're right.
To handle all three aspects of it, from the rubber to the rim to the lug nuts. You know, it's interesting. I mean, so much we could get into with that, but you got to go to one of these.
Yeah. Again, that was
just at least
a couple
once.
Years back.
Put it on your bucket list and try and make one. You won't be disappointed.
Not at
you
all.
Won't be disappointed.
Not at all.
Lucas Oil always seems to sponsor good shows.
Right.
You know, they put up good money for that because some of those shocks were like friggin' 10 grand for a set.
Oh, yeah.
And they run like 12 to 16 shocks on these trucks.
Crazy.
It's four on each corner. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. The bigger money trucks had more shocks.
<Put it that way>. And better shocks.
Yeah. And better ones.
And more money.
Now, on to this past weekend. You didn't go.
I didn't go to Camping World. Well, who's it sponsored by? Was it B of A? Right? Was
part sponsoring.
Main sponsors. But you guys went. You just do the booth thing, or were you in the stands this time?
Nope, we were in the stands this time.
We were in the stands.
Now, B of A, man, come on. You guys are downgrading?
Cutbacks, man.
Cutbacks. Well, it was probably complaints. What did you do last year? Did you cause any
Can't tell you that.
Tiffers?
We're on the radio. Can't do
so they
can't
say,
tell
you have
you
in the, they the booth this year, JJ.
I behaved myself.
And actually, you did point out the common factor.
I did. What do you call it?
Now, you did point out the common factor of all these trouble nights with security and stuff is usually Gary.
No problem.
I am convinced. I am convinced. It's not me. The only ones I get in trouble with is the New Yorkians.
Anybody from New York or that area. Right?
That's right. I didn't take the silverware, the plates, or the chafing dishes that were gold-topped, okay? I didn't take any of that.
It wasn't me.
We had to share the booth with 30 other people. They were the rowdy ones.
That's right.
So you guys were able to get to the track and had decent seats, I'm hoping.
Yeah. I mean, right across pit road, it was in between start-finish line and fourth turn. Couldn't complain.
Cool.
First was
you guys said did you guys sit together?
We sat to the right. Hold on. We sat to the right of the flag stand, not the left.
No.
Where the hell were you?
Where were you? The flag stand was to the right of us.
Hold on. Where was the start finish line? Where were you from the start finish line?
Stop.
That's language you guys can understand.
Right. It was on the right.
JJ
was on the left. We were in between those two.
Okay. I will promise you one thing. I will start tomorrow to get you help. I promise you.
We were not in the first turn. First turn was Richard Petty Terrace.
Okay. If I was standing at the flag stand and I was walking up,
we were to your left.
So you walked to the right.
If you were facing the track.
Okay. Facing
the
track.
Facing the track.
You were to the right.
The flag stand was to the right of us.
Yep.
The fourth turn was
to
the
left
of us.
That makes sense.
Where the entrance was. Okay. That's it.
Hold on. We were on the pit exit side, not the pit entrance side.
So none of us were there? None of us went
to
the radio
with me now.
No,
we were on the pit entrance side. You best read your text from Sue there. Hey, where the hell we were sitting? Because
so none of us really went to the race this weekend.
I know where I was.
Okay, there's the question.
Okay. I'm sorry I asked.
Hold on. No. Hold on. JJ. Where was that big accident that took out 3 or 4 trucks?
Right in front of us.
And where was that, before or after the flag stand that they were throwing the green flag?
That was before the flag stand.
I will start tomorrow to help you. I promise you.
Oh, well. I know where I was at.
So... And I sat right next to him. So
you know, this is like
if you want to call in to tell us where Gary was sitting this past Sunday, 702-485-4699. That's 702-485-4699. I know where I was sitting.
So how was the race?
It was great.
It was great.
So how long until they had a first caution?
35 laps was a stage one, 70 was stage two, and 164 completed the lap.
So they did the
race.
So how many?
46.
Wow, 46. I'm number dyslexic.
So they went caution free up until the later stages?
Right at the beginning, we didn't even complete lap one, and truck went into the wall in turn three.
No kidding.
Next, we restarted on lap 11. And had a good long run to 35 laps in. Second segment, we had two yellows. Big accident right in front of us. Tore up some good trucks.
Now, a lot of these trucks, like the newer teams or the, like, not as
there
big
was
a
only
name?
27.
Oh,
only 27. Matter of fact, not all of them were even listed in the program.
Interesting.
So it was, I mean, to be honest with you, it was a real good show. Strategy played out at the end. Congratulations. Everybody know Ben Rhodes won, and we're in the playoffs. It was his first win that put him into the next show. Christopher Bell won the week before. He finished up second. He was having a great run, led for a while. That is one of Kyle Busch's trucks, the number four. Noah Gregson from Las Vegas started Kyle's truck that he won with, number 18.
Cool.
Yep. But ran into trouble. I don't know. Something went wrong. All of a sudden, he just started falling to the back.
Mm-hmm.
And then got caught speeding on pit road and put him a lap
back
down. And
that sucks.
But
and then he got caught speeding again on pit road when he was doing his penalty pit road.
Oh,
the first one.
That must be hard to gauge.
Oh,
you know,
I'm sure it is.
On any, you got your adrenaline going on top.
The lead.
Oh, really?
On the restart.
No kidding.
He took the lead on the restart and had that truck going, but. He was eventually tracked down. Something went wrong. When the tires went completely away, he had to pit early. And he still put on a hell of a show. Nemechek, who I was rooting for, ran out of gas. He was on a different strategy.
Right.
And, well, Joe Nemechek, his father, was there in the pits. And they thought they could make it. Sure enough, they got the yellow. They got the yellow they needed. They would have been on the lead lap by themselves and have everybody down a complete lap. And unfortunately, he only made it three quarters of the way around the track had to pit.
That must have been the worst feeling.
Had to pit while pit road was closed.
Yep.
He had it. Just another two laps of gas to wait for that pit road to open. And the strategy would have paid off.
Yeah.
Daddy Joe miscalculated by two laps.
That's crazy.
That's that's who I was hoping to see.
Yeah, that would have been a good.
You know, I mean, underdog. Always been front row Joe Nemechek. I grew up with him tearing up cars and stuff. But it was a good show.
What did you think of the stage racing firsthand, you know, being...
You know,
did they play it up a lot, or was that something that you just had to know about it?
They didn't play it up a lot. You know, over the speaker system, I've been watching NASCAR and the Xfinity race. You know, my thoughts about it. Okay, I like it.
Yeah, brings a little more excitement to the long drawn out race.
They're racing. If your truck is good at the beginning of the race, you can go out and get points towards the championship. Mm-hmm. The other thing is that has always been a problem in the past is tires,
right?
Instead of letting them go run 146 laps, pit under yellow, pit when you can, all right, 35 laps, they automatically get to look at the tires,
right,
and get another set, okay? I thought, and with the stage racing, there's less tire issues. Okay. Because they're bringing them in automatically, getting a new set on the 35th lap, on the 70th lap. And the last stage, they did have to pit once. So it plays strategy.
Right.
There are trucks that pit early. It's a 35 lap. But they come in, okay, at lap 33, get a brand new set of tires,
right?
But they don't pit at lap 35.
Oh.
So they move to the front.
They
don't pit.
Yeah.
They get, so if you have two guys that hit at lap 33, everybody else goes in at lap 35, they stay out. They're on the pole and outside pole. So there's, even though they have two laps more on their tires, but it's only two laps.
Right.
So their strategy to moving up with different. This stage, yeah, I've watched different scenarios with this. Do they take tires? Don't they take tires? Especially with the last, it's still the last segment. Everybody's going to have to pit once.
Right.
You know, so qualifying depends a whole lot with the shorter sprints. Okay, they're more like shootouts.
Right.
Than a full race. You know, they're 35 lap shootouts.
Right.
Getting to the front. Okay. And the second one was 70. So you got two shootouts and then a long run. And automatic pitting like that, it gives the guys time to work on their trucks.
Right. Could you feel that difference being, you know, watching, like, even let's say from a standpoint, if you didn't know a lot about the that type of racing versus, let's say, just watching a run, you know, long race, you know, could you tell the difference as a spectator?
Yeah, at the beginning of the season, you know, when they went to...
So you could see some hard racing for each stage and all that. So.
Yeah, you know, going through the whole year, they're going, you know, you get 10 points, 9, 8, 7, yeah. 6, right down to 10.
I mean, obviously most people know.
They add up, you know, and that all goes towards the final championship, okay, all those points. It's some guys are out there stage racing, you know, I find it interesting because different strategies have come out of it.
Right.
If you follow it, different strategies have come out of it.
I mean, because let's say you got out there, you didn't know anything about racing. You're thinking you're out there to watch I don't know how many laps they ran, 150 laps,
46,
you know, 146 laps. And then all of a sudden they stop after 35 laps or something like that. You're wondering, what the heck's going on? I came here to watch a long race.
I'll tell you, with the stage racing, 35 and 70 lap breaks, and they have different in the Xfinity, depending upon what track
and the length. Right.
All right. Yeah. I mean, you could end up, used to have after a 200, 300 lap race, you got five cars
right
left on the lead lap. Because it's continuous.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't go a lap down that quick in 35
right.
laps.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you don't go a lap down. If you have a bad 35 lap run and then another 35, 70 lap run.
Right.
And you manage to stay on the lead lap like that.
Right.
You're got a chance still to win.
Right.
Okay. You go down a lap down on the 1.5 miles, you know, you go a lap down on the super speedways. There's more cars when they run all those laps. There's
right.
more cars. Yeah, you get some get lucky with the lucky dog. Some
sure.
get lucky with pit strategy. Okay. But there's more cars coming into the last segment, more cars, more trucks left on the lead lap racing.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, there was. Trucks still went a lap down, you know, the back markers, the underfundeds, the single teams, but you don't have that many. If you're a top running truck week in and week out and you have a bad 35 laps,
right?
Okay, you still have a chance to get one lap back and get back onto the lead lap.
Right.
Where if you run the whole 146, you go one lap down, two laps down, party's over.
Right, right.
You know, it gives the crew chiefs to make more adjustments for the end of the race.
Right. Now, I'm a fan of that shorter type racing. It kind of falls back more on, you know, brings back a little bit of the short track racing like
shootouts.
We used to. Yeah.
Shootouts.
So, and speaking of short track racing real quick, we'll get back on to the truck race this past weekend. But we have a caller right here. Who do we have? Hey, are you there?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Who is this?
It's Johnny Spilatro.
Hey, Johnny Spilatro, LEMS bullring racer in the Super Stocks. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How about you guys?
Not too bad. Good to hear from you, man. I've been telling these guys the Super Stocks have been some of the most exciting races I've seen out at the bullring in a long time.
Yeah, it's been pretty nutty this year. Everybody's been, including myself, has been in a couple couple of scrapes this year, but we're plucking on forward. And I was looking for you guys at the truck race, and I ended up missing you. So what the heck? I was in the same area you guys were.
They're not sure where they were.
Hey, Johnny, I knew where I was sitting. I don't know where Gary was sitting, but I knew where I was sitting.
Oh, that's funny.
No, really cool. I've been rooting for you all year, man. Where are you sitting in the points right now?
Second.
I'm finishing. I'm in the. I'm second in the points right now. 19 back from court. Due to circumstances that happened this year. That's
right.
Pretty much, kind of egging me out of it. But it is what it is. But this weekend, I'm racing for a much bigger purpose than racing for a title that's virtually almost impossible to reach. I'm
right.
Basically racing for my city. I hate to bring this back up again, but I feel nothing but horrible for the tragedies that happened.
Right.
I had a ton of friends down there. I know a couple guys from the track that were down there
right.
when the shootings happened. Luckily, everybody I knew made it out alive, but for the 60 people that didn't make it, my thoughts and prayers are with them. And I never thought that that such a horrible attack on our city would happen like this.
Absolutely.
In such a way, terrible timing. But this weekend, I'm going to be racing for my city as a way to show everybody that there's light at the end of the tunnel, to heal, to kind of forget about everything that just happened and move on. And I encourage all the other drivers out there to do the same. And I've heard, I'm not sure if this is all ironed out yet or whatever, but I was talking to another competitor yesterday about what Tim might be doing in response to these attacks. And I think he's trying to set up a blood drive maybe before the race or after the race is done. I'm not entirely sure.
No problem.
Have to call him and ask. But, yeah, this weekend's for my city. This weekend's for Vegas.
Absolutely, and it's great for you to step up. I'm sure many other drivers will and have in different ways. And, you know, it's good to see young guys like yourself to, step up.
Yeah,
and
in
something.
Fact, I think what I'm going to do, all my winnings this weekend are going to be donated to the charities in need, local charities for the families that are still trying to get through this atrocity. And I'll probably donate some blood a couple days before the race as well.
You know what? That's a great idea, Johnny. Maybe you can start something there. If other drivers, anybody else listening, if you want to do the same thing, that's a great idea, Johnny. Maybe if you want to give up your purse this coming up race to maybe get it all together and get with Johnny and maybe everybody get together and get their purse winnings together and donate it to this cause for the families and you know, the people in need. It's a great idea.
Absolutely. There's a ton of support that's going on throughout Facebook and social media. Everybody's doing something, some type of project as far as decals and whatnot to get on board and help this cause, help everybody get back on their feet. So this is going to be a really special weekend, and
right.
for sure, because we're all racing for a bigger purpose than points and championship trophies and all that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And again, like we said, it's something that, we all got to move on and do our daily things to help us and help others forget, not forget, but to help cope with the stresses that come out of something like this. So it's, I'll be rooting for you this weekend, Johnny. So,
hey, Johnny, I
absolutely,
got a question
guys.
For
thank,
you.
Thank you all so much for the support. I appreciate it. I don't want to take up too much of your guys' time. I got to get back to hitting the books here. I got a test tomorrow. But,
yeah, that's right. You're going to school at UNLV.
I'm a senior there.
Yeah, great. You're going to be what are you majoring in?
Exercise science.
Okay.
That's basically the simpler term of kinesiology.
Cool.
So,
cool deal.
Yeah. But
he's,
other than that,
he's
I'll let you guys.
He's mastering
guys
bump and run, isn't he?
I don't want to take up too much of your time. So,
hey, Johnny,
he's talking
got,
about the truck race, I guess.
I got a question for you. Any plans of moving into a super late model next year?
I would like to. You'll have to ask either my dad or Scotty. But yeah, that's what we're trying to iron out next. What's supposed to happen this year didn't work out the way we hoped, but I hope that's what's going to come up next year for sure. But for further plans, just ask my dad or Scott.
Cool.
Okay.
Hey, you know,
you got to ask them for us because unfortunately I don't have either one of their phone numbers.
I basically just got what I just told you. So
okay.
Nobody really knows anything. We're just going to try and finish out the season here the best we can. And
exactly.
Once the season's over, we'll figure it out from there.
So you went to dad and said, can I get in a super late model? And he said, go ask Scott. And then you went and asked Scott, and Scott said, go ask your dad.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, if that doesn't work out for you, hopefully we'll see you in the super stocks next year. You know, besides what you're taking up in UNLV, I think you got a class act on a bump and run move out there in the super stocks. So wish you the best of luck. Great to hear that you're pitching in with support and everything. And hopefully you get into that super late model, buddy.
Yeah, I hope so too. But we'll see what happens next.
Hey,
thank you guys,
all right.
Appreciate it.
Hey, Johnny, great run this year too. Don't undercut yourself. Second place. I don't know if you have second place locked in or not, but if you do, that's a hell of a run. And the super stocks is a great year, I think, for super
stocks. Over, nothing's over till it's over.
Exactly.
Court might not show up.
You never know. Exactly. There's always
court might not show up.
Right. And you know what? Hey, you never know. If you don't end up in a super stock, there's always something else out there that is always available. So,
Bomber's got plenty of cars.
I'll be in something next year.
Yeah,
I'll be
exactly.
For sure.
Cool, man.
All right.
Hey, thanks again. Appreciate it, Johnny. If you don't know who Johnny Spilotra is, super stock racer out of LVMS at the
Johnny
Bullring.
Number 38.
The number 38. Going to be racing this weekend, a matter of fact. And we'll be talking some more about that. So you can go to LVMS.com to look at the schedule. And, Johnny, is there anywhere that you... Somebody can find out information about you, Facebook or something. Is that the best way?
Yeah, follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at John Spilotro 38. That's JOHN and then SPILOTRO and then the number 38 right after that. Been doing a lot of cool stuff this season and cool
deal.
Glad you guys are along for the ride for sure.
Absolutely. Appreciate it again, Johnny. Looking forward to seeing you race this weekend at the track. So we'll see you then.
All right. I appreciate it. Thanks,
later,
guys.
Later, Johnny.
All right. We'll see you, man. Good luck.
That was Johnny Spilotro, driver of the number 38 super stock, sitting second in points, 19 behind Court Connell,
and only eight
ahead of, if my math is right, Mason Sargent.
Sweet. It's going to be a close points battle this weekend.
Yes, it will.
I'm telling you, man, that I think the... Super stocks this year have been some of the closest racing I've seen in a long time. The times between most of the cars have been close, you know, and stuff's going to happen, you know, like in any other division, there's always bumping going on. It happens.
we've had six different winners out there this year.
Yeah, and that's amazing.
That
what does that
yeah.
tell you? You know, that to me is amazing to see
it
that.
It tells
many...
us that Phil Goodwin isn't there.
Exactly.
Winning
every race. Thanks, Will, for not coming back out. So, now, cool. Again, like I mentioned, there's a race this weekend out at LVMS at the Bullring. It's the championship night for the rest of the NASCAR divisions. The modifieds, have already gotten done with their points. Championship, but the super stocks are online this weekend. I believe this, all of them, the super late models are online this weekend as well. So, and bombers can't leave the bombers out.
Yep. Aaron McMorrin going for that double championship. First time it'll ever
right.
be done if he manages to hold off Sam and Kyle Jacks. They're both tied for second. So, It's the Jacks versus McMorrin. And that's about basically it. Got Jim Merlino sitting in fourth, and Nick Musatelli and Anthony Mann tied for fifth and sixth.
Super late models is Justin Johnson.
Justin Johnson, yep. He's
close, though.
He's ahead of Peyton Saxton. Justin is 265 points. Peyton, 248, 17 points ahead. I don't see Stan Mullis getting into it with 228 points. He's third. Tyler Fabozzi in fourth, and Scotty Gafferini in fifth with 205 points.
You know, the super lates this year's been up and down. It's been a good run, though, for Justin Johnson. Class act with him. Hell of a driver, man. He can get into, seems like, just about anything and make it work. So,
yep.
Congratulations to him. Hopefully, we'll see him pull out a win.
Yep. Our very own Kaylee Barker is sitting seventh.
Ah, nice.
Good run.
I know she's had her battles this year, yeah, up and down.
She's got to hold off Diesel West. Diesel West is only 1 point behind her.
Ouch. Wow.
And eighth. So she's got to make sure she places herself ahead of Diesel West this weekend.
Sweet.
Yep. There's a lot of good shows going on. So it's a good weekend to get out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Good night of racing out there. You got to make sure you show up and support the championship night out there. Of course, the USLCI, the Legends, and all them
Thunder,
guys are
running. Bandolero Outlaws, the Bandits, and I don't know. Are they running the skid plate cars?
I don't know. Good questions. We'll look
yes,
at the
they
skid
are.
Bar. Okay.
Yep. Skid plate cars, they are running. It looks like James Brazil has a huge lead on our very own H-Town Racing, Mr. Jeff Barganoff. But
do they want to claim him? I've never met him, but I've heard.
You never met Jeff?
No, I don't. Well, if I did, I don't remember. And the only thing I got from his name was that he will go to long-term stalking to some effect.
Jeff's a great guy, man. I'll tell you, I had a lot of fun with him in the Bombers. You know,
right.
We had a lot of fun out of practices. He doesn't run a Bomber anymore. You know, it was good to see him pick up skid plate cars this year. But
is that where he belongs? I mean, is that what you're saying?
Hey, you know what? They've been telling me I belong back in demolition for years. Okay, but I wanted that also.
We're going to be taking that away from him too.
Watch out.
Yeah, for some reason they said I'm not supposed to hit the wall. It's already broken. Jeff is only 2 points ahead of Cindy Clark.
Ooh, Cindy, watch out!
Yeah, Wonder Woman.
Here's
so,
your chance.
Jeff has got to have a good run this weekend, and an actual tie for fourth with Robert Smotherman and Billy Paddock Jr., with 76 each. So the top five may shuffle, except first place. Second through fifth may shuffle. Okay. And Racer X is only 8 points out of that tie for fourth and fifth.
Oh, man.
I mean, we still don't know who Racer X is.
Maybe we'll see who the face of Racer X is if he can get in the top five. Maybe we can ask him to pull the top five into tech, and we can see him in tech.
There you go. Expose who Racer X is.
Right.
Okay, Chim Chim.
Yeah,
Chim Chim.
If you watch a Racer X,
that's what we'll call him. Chim Chim.
Yeah, no, don't need that. So I'll come up with a name for you then.
And speaking,
take a look at him. It looks like Chim Chim.
Speaking of the Bullring, don't forget about the 2017 Bullring Banquet on. I'm looking here.
November 4th
at 6 p.m. at Sam's Down Live.
Tickets on sale now through LVMS.
Yes. The phone number you can call for tickets is 702-632-8059. And the tickets are $35 each or 10, table of 10 for $300.
Reserve now.
Cool.
Yeah, so
get
you
your
know,
table.
You guys going? Maybe.
Just get a table.
You guys going?
That's it.
Maybe
he doesn't even know where he sat at the truck race. I don't know. It really.
Hey, like you said, maybe you're going to go to support, even though, you know, you didn't race a lot out there this year.
Do much.
Right? But
Hannah's not going to be there.
Yes, she
should
is.
Be. She'll
oh,
be
she
there.
Is?
Yes, she she'll
is.
Be there. What are you talking about? Yeah.
The only time she'll be silent is when the rear end gear lube comes up.
Yeah, I'll have.
This may be the last.
I'll
time
have an emergency.
This may be the last time you get to see her at the banquet. At
are you
of fact.
Going to be racing this weekend?
Maybe.
Oh,
possibly.
Man.
That means no.
Possibly.
There is always a maybe, possibly, if things fall into place.
I'm waiting for parts right now.
Waiting for parts.
Yeah,
they'll be in Thursday.
He took the brand new radiator cap, and he's waiting for the new parts to come.
No.
A whole car.
Do you want the old radiator cap?
Nope. It's a brand new one.
Yeah, it is.
It's a brand new one.
Maybe so. He won't be racing this weekend.
I plan on it, but it depends. I'm gonna, as long as I can get out Friday night to practice, that'll determine if I race Saturday. So,
all right.
And I'm waiting for parts. They should be in Thursday if I can get them on the car Thursday night or Friday sometime. Then for practice, then.
Do you need me to bring the exorcist over?
Nope. No need for
exorcism.
For
an exorcism.
It's a beautiful car. There's no. You gotta just pamper the car. It doesn't need an exorcism yet.
You gotta chim the car.
Trust me. I have pampered that car. It just hasn't pampered my wallet.
Now, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Throw more money at it.
It should be an exciting night for the Bombers, though. Championship night. So.
Yes, it should.
And not only the Bombers, but all divisions. So we'll see what happens. And I think they have a points race coming up, too. A non-points race. Later, I think it's open comp. Yeah, so breakout race.
Bombers
matter
are
fact.
Listed, are they?
I think it's a breakout.
That's
race.
Where all hell broke loose last year, man. They were just people were just putting anybody and everybody in their cars and saying, "Go for
go,
it, man.
Just don't go past 20
it
seconds."
It was like the end of the year rolling demo cross.
Okay, that, what you're talking about is the Senator Cup
yep.
Fall Classic.
Yep,
and that's on October 21st.
Ooh, this month.
And it is a breakout race for the Bombers.
And it is a rolling demolition derby for the Bombers.
No, you mean the Supers. Oh.
No, man. Last year there was like six guys in cars that haven't been in car in the Bomber division.
No,
and they were just like, what the hell? I think Martin Sullins had somebody in the car. What's his name that... Tall guy was selling his car.
Yes. Eric Martin
was the red and white 82, and then there was a bunch of guys
Eric Martin
in cars before.
Isn't Eric Martin super late model?
A late model.
Yeah, he used to run late model years ago.
A late model with the white 82. Yeah, but he built a Bomber to sell it, and he threw I don't know who
I
the hell in it.
Huh.
And everybody was just throwing somebody else in their car and saying, have at it.
Hmm.
It was a wreck fest.
And speaking of Eric Martin and his late model, proud to say it's Ford-powered.
Oh, is it a Ford-powered? Yeah. Wow.
Yes, it is.
I don't know if he's won any races, though.
Yes, he has.
I'm just playing with you.
I know you are.
Now I know why he's not listed on the super late model points list here.
Because they don't run late models at the LVMS.
Okay, that sums that up.
And Pahrump, is there any races coming up?
Yes, this weekend.
This weekend, Pahrump Valley Speedway. You can go to PahrumpValleySpeedway.com and look at their schedule. They have
Saturday
race. Still night races.
Yep.
7 p.m. races.
Yep. All the way up until the November races, I believe.
Okay. So if you're tired of the asphalt, you want to see some dirt, hour-ish away, Pahrump Valley Speedway.
Go to the Diamond in the Desert.
Ooh.
Over the hump in Pahrump. A quarter mile. High bank dirt track.
Now that's pushing it. Diamond in the Desert.
It is. Wow. Isn't that what they use?
Yeah, they used
Isn't
to call
that
it.
Their slogan?
Is it? I don't know.
The Diamond
that's,
in the
that's
Desert.
That's pushing it.
Okay. November 4th and November 18th races are at 3 p.m.
Oh, they moved to 3 in November. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, the lead in the desert. How about that?
There you go.
The diamond
in
the
No, you mean the sled in the desert.
You know, I haven't looked at the schedule, but I think Steve or somebody had brought it up. Every year, of course, we have some big races coming in town. The speaking of a diamond in the desert, our half-mile track usually gets the big race, the IMCA race here locally. That's going to be coming up here pretty quick. Is that November, the Duel in the Desert? I think November, usually.
The Duel, we got NHRA on the way back.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Of course,
that's
Hannah.
Where you'll see Hannah.
Yeah,
we'll get to see Hannah twice a year.
Yeah.
That's it. We got to talk to Hannah for some tickets.
There you go. Four-lane racing coming up. NHRA.
The Duel of the Desert is November 11th.
Ooh.
But it
right
starts
around the corner.
Thursday, November 9th.
And if you haven't seen...
And that's right after the banquet.
Yep,
the week after.
Yeah. If you haven't seen a ton of modifieds, go see that show.
Yeah.
You're going to see what they have over 200 last couple years in a row.
They've had like 220, 240.
Coming in from Canada, everywhere.
The purse usually is $7,777.77. Yeah, that's...
And they couldn't come up with 23 cents just to
make it even.
$7,777.
So that's a race to see. You want to get your money's worth?
Yeah.
Duel in the Desert, man. You want to see some good dirt racing? That's going to be
it's
something
insane.
Else.
Been out there a number of times, man. It's wild.
And I will tell you, if you're going, dress warm.
It's always freezing cold out there.
It's November.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello. Even if it's nice during the day, you better take a jacket.
Stick it in the car, get your hand stamped, go out.
A little bit of breeze, usually.
Put your long johns on, and then put your clothes, and then your winter jacket, and your gloves, and your cushions, and your blanket.
Just enough wind to blow the dry slick into your face. Dry your eyes out.
That's it. Goggles.
Goggles, yeah.
Recommended. Yep, definitely, if you're sitting down in the lower concourse. But that's a show and a half, man.
And they've actually added on, like, sport mods, and they do a couple of special events, like the old fogey races where they got people over 60 or I don't know, whatever it is. I don't remember.
Sprints.
And then
they
under
run
18.
Sprints out there. We ran our bombers out there a couple times. We ran bombers out there.
I think they call them thunder cars at the time.
Thunder stocks. We were relabeled to open up the... It was more like an open comp. If it wasn't modified, and it wasn't a dirt late model, you were a thunder stock. You were a thunder stock. You know, it was like a run what you brung.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. It's a full body car. Yep, you're a thunderstock. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I've raced my super stock, which used to be Charger stocks, I guess, hobby stocks, whatever. They've changed the names over the years.
We've had them out there.
Yep.
Yes, we have. Yep. We've had super stocks out there. What then was Chargers? Bill Vint.
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken, was one of them, had his Chevelle out there. Who the hell, what was the one that Tom Gallagher wrecked? Mortimer.
Yeah.
Yep. I forgot his first name. Lincoln Continental versus a Charger.
Really?
Yeah, the 8 Lincoln Continental.
Yeah. Yeah, Lincoln Continental won. Lincoln Continental drove off. And the Charger was straddled by two wreckers just hanging it. They couldn't even drag it on a flatbed.
What was his name? The manager at the time, Andy Adamczyk.
Andy Adamczyk.
Yes, he was a little bit taller than those two drivers, and I will never forget. He had both them drivers by their shoulders, the top of their shoulders. And they were barely touching the ground walking down the front stretch. He was pissed.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Hey, yeah.
He was mad.
That's back when you can get physical with.
That was Tom Gallagher, the canine car.
Yes.
The black and white canine car.
Oh, yeah, I remember
with
that.
With a full bubblegum strip across the top. That was, I don't know, 02, 03, something like that back then.
Yeah,
they put on a hell of a show, man. Yeah, Thunderstock. Let's turn it into a demo derby.
Hey, it's.
And there were only two cars involved.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, we usually skip over sponsors because we run out of time. So we got a little bit of time left, not much, but we'll talk about some sponsors real quick. Of course, one of them going to be was our in-studio guest, Rob Street from RobStreetRacingPhotography.com. Make sure you always check him out. But go ahead.
Duo Jay. Street Publishing.
Yep.
Yep. I want to thank Steve at Nevada Pick Part, Anthony at Camp Out, Mike at Reliable Banner, Phil and Jim at Pick Art Radiator, Daniel at Best Muffler, Ken Watson at Roadrunner Engine Parts, and, of course, Rob Street at Duo Street Publishing, along with Tommy Kohler at Macco Tools.
Cool deal.
There's our sponsors.
You know, again, we'll bring it up. The LVMS has Out the Bullring, local racing. If you haven't been to a local 3/8 mile asphalt track before, now's the time to do it. A couple races left, some really good ones coming up this season. Of course, the points championship points night for the NASCAR divisions this weekend. What is that? What's this weekend's date?
Championship night.
Championship night.
The 7th.
Make sure you go out there. You're going to see Super Stocks, Super Late, Skid Plates, all the Legends and Thunder Roadsters and Bandoleros, all that kind of stuff.
Skid Plates.
The final points night for all divisions this weekend.
Oh, really? USCLI?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Final points races for all NASCAR and USLCI classes, as well as the Skid Plate cars.
Sweet. So it should be a fun night. That's usually a pretty aggressive night for racing.
Oh, yes, it is.
And
bump and run, bump and run. And then it's bump and wreck, bump and wreck.
So support your favorite driver for the last championship points night of the season for the NASCAR and USCLI divisions. Going to be a great show. Go to LVMS.com, click on the Bullring link, plenty of information there. You can always go to the BomberNation.com website and check it out. Click on the message boards there. Sell something, buy something, that's the place to go for your local racing, the BomberNation.com website. Of course, so we say support all local sponsors, so not just the show, but you look on these race cars, you go out to the track, look around. There's
if you're
local
looking for
businesses.
A plumber, there's probably a plumber on one of the cars.
Okay.
You're looking for a roofer, look on one of the cars. You're looking for an exterminator, look at for the number on the car or the name, and then Google it. Okay. Use car driver sponsors.
Keep it local. Keep it here. It's
keep the money here and keep our races going.
Cool. Again, thanks, Johnny Spilatro, for calling in. He has a great idea. Maybe the rest of you drivers can put up your purse money and help donate it to organize something. But again, thank you guys for joining us here at OnWheelsNow.com. We'll be live here at 6 p.m. Sorry we couldn't get the Robert in tonight, but we'll see what happens. But maybe sometime in the future. But we'll see you guys live here next Tuesday at 6 p.m. at OnWheelsNow.com. Thank you for joining us.
God bless America and Las Vegas strong. Have a good night.
Thanks for listening.